Hello. This is a podcast of the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I am a mother, a teacher, and your neighbor. Joining me is Assistant Superintendent Luis Murillo.
Hi, Adri. I am very happy to be here, and I am super excited because today we have a very special guest with us, and I cannot wait to get to that did you know section.
And yes, we are. We are excited for today. Well, today's the last day of January. We will see what February has in store for us weather-wise, right?
Well, as we know, we can all use a little bit of snow. I look forward to some snow, preferably on the weekends, though, so that we can continue to have school.
That's right.
Although, snow day once in a while wouldn't hurt anyone.
Would you believe my sister, who works in Austin ISD in Texas, is on her second snow day?
In Texas?
Yes, in Texas, middle of Texas.
Let's not get into what defines snow and getting
right,
a snow day in Texas.
I get it.
Because Texas. As we know, in Alamosa, I mean, in order to get a snow day, we got to be looking
it's got to be waist deep, I think.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's get started with our first segment, Did You Know?
Did you know that the Alamosa Board of Education approved a plan to contract with a security company to bring about security guards on our campuses?
So in an effort to keep our students safe, security guards will be present at our campuses?
That is right. The Board of Education approved for 4 security guards, 1 at each campus. They also approved for the rental of 3 vehicles.
So will these security guards be there the entire school day?
Yes, these 4 security guards will be on our campuses the whole day and will also be available for after hours and weekend events, of course, for an extra fee, but they will be
okay.
Available.
Good, providing that extra security. All right, I have to ask this question. Will they be armed?
Yes, they are going to be armed and trained and ready to act in case of an emergency.
Okay. So when will they begin working at our campuses?
We expect to have security guards on our campuses in the next 2 to 3 weeks. We know that people are hired and they are finalizing the required training that they need to in order to be on our campuses. So we cannot wait for that to happen.
Okay. And so I have a couple of questions, of course. Will they be wandering around the school? Will they be at a certain place on campus?
They are going to be all over.
Okay.
We want them to be a part of our community.
Okay.
We want them to get to know our students. We want them to get to know our staff, our teachers. At certain parts of the day, we will ask them to be present outside, a drop-off. When our students leave to go home. But
that
the rest of
sense.
The day
okay.
will really be flexible based on the need. But we want them to be integrated and be part of the Moose family.
Okay. Well, there you have it. My neighbors, we are going to have security guards at all our campuses. And I think it will make everyone feel safer. Well, now we know. Thanks for sharing this information today, Luis. Now let's move into our next segment, Getting to Know Our Schools. Luis, you have promised us a very special guest today. So who will our audience be meeting today?
Well, I am honored to introduce our very first student to Radio Education Podcast. Our reason for existing as a school district is for students.
That's right.
And I'm excited to have one of our best with us today. Brock Benton is a high school junior who is interested in helping improve systems to make mental health services more accessible to students. Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome, Brock. It is nice to have a student join us today, and we look forward to getting to know you a little better. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, so yes, my name is Brock Benton, and I'm a junior at Alamosa High School. Currently, I am on the distance track and field team, and in the fall, I run for the cross-country team. Right now, I'm an IT intern at our teen tech program at the school, and I'm preparing for State Knowledge Bowl. Outside of school, I'm an avid reader, and I love riding my bike outside. This last year, I founded, alongside the help of Tom Hayes, our AHS's mental health counselor, the Minds in Shape team.
Well, Brock, it looks like you're a very well-rounded young man, right? An athlete. You do other very important brainiac kind of stuff as well. So congratulations on all that you're accomplishing, but we want to hear about this project. Right, Luis?
Yes, but before we hear about the project, my question for you is, does your day have more than 24 hours?
Sadly not. I wish it did. Sometimes I get a little stressed.
You are certainly...
I make it work.
You are certainly busy and you certainly make it work. Well, Brock, thank you for being here. And yes, you have a very special project that I began to talk about. So tell us about the project.
So the Minds in Shape team is a youth-dominated group that strives to make receiving mental health resources stress-free, and we also strive to clear the stigma of mental health in the school. Our team consists of Tom Hayes, AHS's mental health counselor, along with Olivia Tuoti Mariner, Megan Curto, Jude Wazel, Sienna Gallegos, and myself.
Wow. What a way to really look at something that is needed, and you as being student in that school looking for a solution to make, again, services more accessible. But what really stood out to me is to work on that stigma, because although it is 2023 and there are many campaigns to make accessing mental health services less stigmatized, it's still out there.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, how does a junior in high school think about this is an issue and I can help address it? What was the catalyst? Where does this story begin?
Well, it started my freshman year. So my freshman year, I was dealing with a few mental health problems, and I had mentioned it to my mom, and she had recommended that I go talk to Tom Hayes. So I went and talked to him, and he was a really great support system to me. He really helped out, and I benefited a lot from his expertise. So after that, throughout my freshman year and into my sophomore year, I realized a lot of kids struggle, and a lot of the kids weren't utilizing Tom or didn't know about Tom. And I thought of developing a team that would focus on really showcasing the resources that we currently have, but also offering more resources. Because I know a lot of students aren't comfortable going and talking to someone, and they might be more comfortable with a different resource. So that's really where the idea originated from.
I love the idea. And I don't know if you know this about me, Brock, but I'm a trained counselor. I practice as a therapist. And as an educational leader, I lead through a lens where if our students and adults are not... they don't feel safe and they're not ready here, and for our listeners, I'm pointing to my heart, then we can't really expect them to be ready to learn. Yeah. And I know that that's a need, and I'm very happy to hear that this is student-driven. So you talked about Tom Hayes, and he serves as your mentor. He's also served as your counselor. What else can you tell us about Tom Hayes regarding the support that he is giving you and the group of students through this process?
Well, he really helped with defining a direction. Where do we go with this project? How do we start this project? How do we develop a team? I think I had struggled a bit with defining a direction and how to really properly execute it. So he's really helped in that manner. Right now, I lead the meetings and lead, you know, what objective are we going to tackle? What are we going to do this next week and the next month? But he really helped at the start, and he continues to help. You know, if we're kind of struggling, where do we go with this? How do we execute this? He really helps in that manner.
I believe that. Tom Hayes is a great asset to our team, and I could definitely see him bringing that expertise in that direction. So, great idea. It's gotten started, but all great ideas need some money, right? You know, you're talking about some sort of campaign and other services to work on the stigma behind mental health. How is this being funded?
So it's being funded through a Youth Connections grant that's through the Colorado Education Initiative. So my sophomore year, I had thought of this plan, and I can't remember who had told me about the grant opportunity, but they told me about it, and I was like, oh, wow, this can be used. I could propose a plan and use this for my Minds in Shape team I wanted to start. So Tom and I worked together, got a proposal out, finalized an application, sent that in. And the grant was for $10,000, and we got half the grant, so $5,000. And yeah, that's how it's being funded.
So you wrote a grant. That is phenomenal. Okay, so I know that this has definitely been a journey. You talked about your story freshman year. Then you talked about learning about the grant sophomore year. Now you are a junior. You also talked about everything else that happens in Brock's world, which is very busy. I imagine that at some point there might have been a low. Like, how do I get through this? This is a lot of work. How do we get this up and going? How do we address the objectives that we set forth? How do you get through those points of maybe second guessing, you know, this project that you have going on?
Well, like you said, there's definitely been some low points. It was hard finding a direction and executing it. And like to what I was saying about Tom, he really helped in that manner. And I think the way I've got out of this low point is just being confident and knowing what I'm doing is going to help. It might not help, you know, hundreds of kids, but it'll help some, and I think that's really important. And I think with every dream, there's going to be some worry, some fear of failure, and that's normal. And you kind of have to just get past that, maintain the objective, and keep trying to achieve what you want to achieve.
That is great advice.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you've given us sort of a big picture idea of what the project is about. So my question is, what are some of the objectives of the project, and or what do you hope to see changed as a result of this?
I would say our project has two main objectives. The first is to break the mental health stigma. So for those of you who don't know what stigma is, that's when an individual or a group of individuals associates a characteristic or circumstance as fundamentally or inherently negative. And today, a lot of people uphold a stigma towards mental health. And with the stigma, individuals can experience direct or indirect discrimination. And with that discrimination, that may lead to social isolation, feeling shameful, etc. I know a lot of studies show that those who are affected by the mental health stigma have trouble maintaining long-term relationships, finding work, mm-hmm. a lot of other things. And then our second objective is to offer a variety of mental health resources. So some may not feel comfortable doing one thing and would rather do a different thing. So we want to offer a bunch of different resources. So whether that's through a Dropbox system or an online form, so scheduling an appointment with Tom to talk to him, or educational, informative assemblies, posters, etc. Variety is key to our team.
That is phenomenal. And you are right. With counseling, there's not a one size fits all sort of thing. And I remember going through my training, it was, you know, they kept telling us it's about the client. How does the client present that day? So this is exciting work. I am honored that you are here and that this work is happening at our very own Alamosa High School.
Yes, absolutely.
So, Brock, the sky's the limit. You're a junior. What's next for you? I mean, next year you're going to be a senior, and it's going to be fast and furious. And have you thought about life after high school?
Well, I'm not entirely sure what's next for me, but I do intend to go to college. I've been touring a lot of schools, so I just finished touring CU Boulder, and in the upcoming weeks I'm going to tour University of Michigan, and then I know during the summer I'm going to go to UT Austin and University of Washington. And I think in college, I think I decided I want to major in electrical engineering. I've always said I wanted to be an engineer, but I didn't know which field I wanted mm-hmm. to go into. And electrical engineering really appeals to me. So, yeah, I guess time will tell.
Well, I look forward to following your career. And in Alamosa School District, we say Alamosa School District, students today, leaders tomorrow. Brock is being a leader today.
Absolutely,
and I cannot wait to see the leader that you will be tomorrow.
Thank you.
Can I jump in with a couple of questions?
Yeah.
So let's say that I'm a student at Alamosa High School and I'm just feeling overwhelmed because I'm behind in my classes because of any number of things. How do I go about seeking out this help?
Well, I think that's what we're really trying to define. I know just kids knowing that we have a team has helped. Multiple kids have came to me saying, I know you're doing this. I really need some help. Can you schedule me an appointment with Tom Hayes?
Okay.
And I think that's been really great. I know kids have came up to me and just talked to me about it, trying to learn more. As of now, so we're still trying to figure out our objective, how we want to execute it. But right now, as a student, anytime you can go into the counseling department, and Tom's door is always open. He's always willing to talk. It's totally comfortable. I was really scared at first, but I know you're putting yourself in a vulnerable situation, but Tom is a wonderful resource, and there'll be a lot more resources in the upcoming months.
Awesome. And so you talked about different avenues to reach people. So do you want to talk a little bit more about how you're approaching the stigma of, because I think that holds some people back. Right. So what is your group doing to deal with this?
We want to just make it normal to talk about mental health and to educate these students. So, like I said, with the assemblies, having maybe an informative assembly where our team talks and where we just say it's all right to experience this, having posters that, you know, what is anxiety? What's depression? What are these different things people experience? How can you help that? How all that? I think just making it completely normal to talk about it, moving it from an unorthodox topic to an orthodox topic in conversation.
That's a great point. I recall early in my career in leadership, I struggled with some anxiety, and I felt like I was the only person in the world that was struggling
yes,
with anxiety.
We feel that way, yes.
And I kept it to myself. And until I was able to open up and speak to my peers about it, then I learned, like, oh, yeah, that happened to me too. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's,
yes,
you know, sort of normal. And we navigate, you know, and we get better, and then we gain the skills to deal with life.
How did you go about putting your team together?
So Tom and I kind of discussed who are some reliable students that are committed to their extracurriculars, their academic studies, kids that would be willing to help, that would really care about this project, because we didn't want it to be a club where people just show up for the first meeting and they don't show up for any meeting after, and they say, oh, I'm part of the Minds in Shape team, but they aren't really collaborating or leading anything. So we discussed and we formulated a group of students that are reliable, trustworthy, kind, willing to help us out, kids that have gone through maybe some stuff, kids that understand mental health. And
excellent. Very good. All right. And are you always looking for new members as more kids come in, as the younger kids come in?
So right now we are, but we are going to lose a couple members after this year. So we are going to, I need to talk to Tom, and we're going to have some new members come into our team and introduce the team to the freshman and sophomore. And
okay.
I'll know them.
Excellent. Do we have any more questions? Lots, right?
Yeah.
Lots. Brock, thank you so much for joining us. And I know that we're going to be hearing just amazing things about things that you're going to accomplish the rest of this year and next year, and then the world, right?
Yes.
Is the world ready for Brock? Yes. I know you will accomplish great things. And I applaud you for the heart that you've shown in putting this together, seeing that need and working to fill it so that, like Luis was talking about, those kids who feel like I'm the only one going through this, but they're not, right? Yeah. Good for you.
Thank you.
I applaud you.
I appreciate it.
Well, let's move on to our last segment and let's see what upcoming events are coming up here.
The upcoming event that I want to talk about is regarding the Alamosa School District. We'll meet again for the process of negotiations this Friday, February 3rd. During this meeting, we hope that as a district team, we were able to reach an agreement with the Alamosa Education Association to set parameters for the district's school calendar committee to begin working on multiple four-day school week calendars to then be presented to the Board of Education for an approval.
All right, so that's coming up on Friday. And I got an email to fill out a survey about the four-day week, whether we want to go more days, longer days. And so, neighbors, get that survey filled out. Give us some information so that this committee can make a decision that represents our community.
Correct.
Right?
The survey is still open, and we welcome all feedback. And we will try to do our work and follow the process to arrive at the very best option for our community.
And I know everyone's working hard to do that. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, that does it for today's episode of Education Radio. Parents and neighbors, thank you for joining us. Radio Education is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our district page. Remember, parents, that a good education is key to your child's success and provides your child with a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District, students today, leaders tomorrow.